In the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election, both parties are honing their message to the middle class. Speaking on Fox News yesterday, Ben Carson, a neurosurgeon and potential presidential candidate, critiqued 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney's remarks that 47% of voters wouldn't vote Republican because they're dependent on the government.
Romney talked about the 47%. He made one major mistake. He assumed that they all had the same mentality. They don't. A lot of people in that 47% are very anxious to experience the American dream.
And over the weekend, the New York Times laid out Hillary Clinton's effort to craft her own message on the middle class and income inequality. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's been following the politics and the economics. Derek, welcome back.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So we've seen this cropping up already. How big of an issue do you think income inequality is going to be in the next election?
I think it's going to be huge. Income inequality, and by this I mean the explosive growth of income for the top 1%. And really, when you look at it, it's the top 0.1 and 0.01% combined with stagnant growth for the rest of the bottom half. I think it's arguably the most important economic issue facing the country. And so you have to assume that it's going to play a starring role in the 2016 election. But I say assume because rather than know, it's February and the year is 2015 and a lot happens in 20 months. But truly, if the election was being held next month, I do think that the crucial issue would be income inequality. Yes.
And at the heart of that New York Times piece we mentioned, Hillary Clinton is said to be thinking about an economic message called inclusive prosperity, which is centered on helping the less well-off, but at the same time, not punishing the wealthy or corporations. So what's the strategy there?
The tension I see is that the easiest way to give people money is to write them a check. And to write them a check, the government needs money. And to get money, it has to raise taxes. And if you're going to raise taxes somewhere, you might as well do it on the rich. So this suggests pretty strongly that the simplest way to reduce income inequality is to tax the rich and to give the money to the poor. But this strikes a lot of politicians as too crude, not to mention potentially alienating all of these donors who you need to run your several million ads. Mm-hmm. So I expect Hillary to focus more on subtler strategies, education, particularly early education, college affordability, and then even potentially looking at the state and city level, working with clusters to promote what economists call agglomeration, sort of the Silicon Valley effect happening in many different cities across the country. I think we're going to see her focus on more subtle strategies like this.
Mm-hmm. President Obama, during his State of the Union address, talked a lot about middle class economics. And, you know, by doing so, he's calling on raising taxes on the rich, tax cuts to the poor. But when Clinton, if she runs, or Democrats in general, looking ahead to 2016, how much do you think they'll be sticking to what the president has been saying on this issue as opposed to charting their own path?
Yeah, this is where Hillary's inevitability is an interesting sort of twist in the tale, because the conventional wisdom is that saying that you want to raise taxes on the rich is clearly going to play very well in the primaries. But right now, with no serious contender, you have to think that Hillary is looking to the nomination and pass to 2016 rather than the end of 2015. And so in such a general election, it potentially becomes a liability with moderate voters who are a little more subtle in terms of what they think should be done to address income inequality and frankly see themselves as upwardly mobile, see themselves as the future rich and might be a little bit less willing to raise taxes on their future selves essentially.
And, you know, Republicans are talking about this too. Here's what Jeb Bush said at a forum in Detroit last week.
If Americans are working harder than ever, earning less than they once did, our government, our leaders should step up, offer a plan, fix what's wrong, and or they should step aside.
So, Derek Thompson, are Republicans evolving on this issue?
They're absolutely evolving on this issue. If you go back to 2011, 2012, our last presidential election, Republicans were obsessed with the idea that poor people weren't paying enough taxes. And the way to jumpstart economic growth, remember there, the real question was, is this a real recovery or is it not? I think today that question's been answered. But what they were proposing was essentially, I think, a soft demonization of the bottom 47%, the people who weren't paying federal income taxes. And these policies from Gingrich and Ryan and Kaine and Perry, they were all proposing dramatic tax cuts on the rich in order to jumpstart economic growth. Now that we have growth, the last 3 months of job creation, the best since 1997, considerable GDP growth, the focus is now on how is this pie going to be shared. And so I think that Jeb Bush is not alone in redirecting his focus toward how do we make people feel included in this economic growth.
Well, Derek Thompson, we have a lot of time left to be talking about this, so we'll just leave it there for now. Senior editor at The Atlantic, Derek, thanks very much.
Thank you.